Okay, today's daf is Baba Basra, daf Kuf Lamed Dalet, and we are on Kuf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. We just learned the Mishnah, how one should not prevent the mitzvah of Yerusha from taking place, no matter who the Yerushim are. And we had a different day as in the Mishnah. We wondered whether it was a machlokas or not, but either way, we'll have to get back to Be'ez Hashem, Alamaisa, Rirusha is done, Bizman Hazeh. But the Shulchan Aruch does quote our discussion from yesterday in Seven Reish Pei Beis in Choshen Mishpat, which is also interesting that Yerusha is put in Choshen Mishpat. I mean, that's probably the most logical place to put it. One might have said maybe there is a Yerudea element to a Yerusha, but either way, it's put in Choshen Mishpat, Reish Pei Beis. The Shulchan Aruch says, Kol Hanosei Nechasav Lacherim, V'hinia Chayarshim. If somebody gave their property to others and left the Yerushim out, Afal Pi She'ein HaYerushim No'agim Bo Kishura, even though the Yerushim might not be the greatest tzaddikim in the world, Ein Ruach Chachamim No Chehemenu. The Chachamim are not happy about it. Right? So the line that we had in the Mishnah is quoted here. The Zachu Ha'achirim B'chom Ashen Asen Lahem. And the Achirim are Zoche in what they received. Meaning it's Chal. It's not like a Masna Mashkasa B'Torah, which doesn't work. That's if somebody doesn't meet Tam Yerusha. But if somebody gives away everything beforehand, right, which is what the Mishnah was talking about, Kosev Nechazav L'Achirim, so then that works. As the Sma says right here, Mishum Delo Yadinan Maizera Yotzmi Menu, right, we don't have no idea who the ultimate descendants are going to be. Umidas chasidus shalola ha'id b'tzava mashamavir in Yerusha v'chulu. Right, you never know what's going to be. I just saw yesterday. We mentioned it in Navi Shir. Right, the last two psukim of in Yeshayo Perak Nuntes. Right, uvalatzion goel l'shavu v'eshem biachon amashiv anizos brisi osama mar Hashem ruchei shalach v'chulu. So Rav Kahaneman once asked the Chafetz Chaim, the Panovich Rav, so what vani zos brisi osam. The pasuk should say Vanizos brisi itam, right? What do you mean osam? Well, my bris is on them, is with them. What do you mean osam? And we've only said it 1,000 times in our lives, even more. So the Chavetz Chaim says, "Kafal Amar Kagikas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, held the mountain over our heads like a barrel, and he forced the Torah upon us, as the Gemara describes in Masechah Shabbos." That is not just a one-time event. Says the Chavetz Chaim, there is an eternal connection to Torah by all Jews in all generations. And even, says the Chafetz Chaim, if there is one generation which is far away from Torah, which is anti-Torah, don't worry, says the Chafetz Chaim, in a generation or two or three or four, it's going to come back. And we find how many families and many shvatim and many groups of Jews, you could have one generation where the people are so anti everything that Torah stands for, and then their grandchildren are sitting and learning somewhere. The Chabad Chaim gave examples of that in Europe, and Rav Salvecha gave examples of that also. Rav Salvecha quoted this story. Rav Shechter has it in Divrei Harav. And there are many examples. That's those brisi osam. The bris is forced upon them. Osam. Just on them and not just with them. And therefore, you never know what's going to be in the future. Right? Like the Gemara says, Mibnei Banav Shel Haman, Mibnei Banav Shel Sancherev, Lamdu Torah. But that's what the Gemara, that's what the explanation given here. Is that, you know, giving away the Yerusha from one that is supposed to get the Yerusha, for giving it away, not giving it to children, so that Ein Ruach HaChamim Nochei Menu, we don't know when the Osam is going to come back using the Chafetz Chaim's idea from Uval Etzion. Okay, now let's continue actually just one more line in the, I just closed it, but one more line because it has to do with the next Gemara that we're about to do. The next line is, Midas Chasidus. Actually, you know, we'll wait to do that. Okay, let's see the next line of the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Natan Rabbanan. A couple lines up on Kuf Lamed Gimel Amid Beis. Ma'isav Adam Echa Shlo Hayu Banav Noagin Kishura. There was a story that somebody's children weren't acting in the proper way. Amad v'kasav nechasav l'yonasem ben Uziel. What did he do? He gave all of his, he wrote all the nechasim to the God of Ador, wrote all the nechasim to the Yonasem ben Uziel. Ma'asa Yonasem ben Uziel. What did Yonasem ben Uziel do when he got the property, or maybe later on? Macher shlish v'hikdish shlish v'hekso l'banav shlish. What did he do? He sold a third of it, he was makdish a third of it, and then he returned the third of it to the children. That is exactly what he did. And why exactly did he do this? We'll see. Ba'al of Shammai b'maklo b'tarmilo. And Shammai was very upset about this. He came with his walking stick and his knapsack. He came, he was very upset. The father did not give it to you to give back to the son, Shammai felt. And therefore, if you give it back to the son, so then Mimela, you are undermining what his das was. You had no right to give it to the son, and if you did, then everything is batal. You couldn't be maktash, you couldn't be mocharit, and the whole thing was megartos, and it should go back. That's what Shammai was upset about. Even though the Mefarshim pointed out, if the father died already, and the whole thing goes back, so it goes to the son anyway, because it's Yerusha. But either way, that is what Shammai was upset about, and as we will see, he compares this to the case where it was said beferish. Nothing was said beferish here. Nothing was said beferish that it's not, I don't want it to go to my son. But as the Rashbam explains here, let's see the Rashbam and then we'll see the other Rishonim. V'hikdish lish, Rashbam, five lines up. V'ikilameh melahachi macha v'hikdish meikar. Why did he first sell it and was makdish it? Kedei lohodia, shemashemachsu labana, mishalohu machsir. He's emphasizing that it's my money and I can do whatever I want with it. And that's why the ultimate litmus test of bialus is marriage or hakdasha. That's always those are always the examples that are given by the Gemara, and therefore he did that, and then he went and gave it back to the son, the third part. But Shammai comes and says, I don't agree. Why? Third to last line in the Rashbam, diika omdin daita to lahachi yavle. There's an omdina that's why he gave it away. He didn't want his son to have it. The afa pi shelo piresh, even though he didn't specify, but this is what he meant. Vachi gamar le Shammai li yahona son chazara shechzar to labana veina klum diim kein lo avi matana vahave kamisha hifke lachanachasa. It's like you have a pikadon. It's like you are holding on to his property. Almanash shelo yenu banav bahen banav vechazar vekach osan. Take it back from the son. Mitzvah lechaim divrei ameis. And he thought that was not acceptable. Good. If you look in the Tosfos and the Ritva, also they discuss about different pshatim given. Do we really think that the father might have wanted Yonas ben Uziel to give it back after the son might have gone back to the proper path or not? That is a discussion in the Tosfos here. We'll just read it through the eyes of the Ritva. Number of Ritvas on today's daf says the Ritva. Amad Yonas ben Uziel machar shlish vikdish lish liros im ya'arer hala alav v'lo irer klum. He first sold it, getting back to the Rashbam's question. Why did he sell it and went back to it first? He wanted to see if anybody complained at that moment. He wanted to see if the father complained, if others complained. Nobody complained. That means it's mine. That means it's mine to do whatever I want with it. You didn't make a condition that I can only do A, B, or C. No, I did that to see. Ulaficha kishara asha b'leiv shalem nasan lo. Umatana gemura nasan nechazam elu nasan labanev shlish. And Shammai Azaki, and he was upset. He said, no, ulai anosi lo nasan b'leiv shalem. Ela shenasan liyonasan kein shlicho. V'nimsu nechazav omdin b'isura nabana v'kumaisu de bezchoron, as we will, b'ashem, see soon. So that is the story. So what happened? Shammai got very upset. So the Gemara does not quote Shammai's words, just quotes that Shammai went, and we have to add in Shammai's words. But we have Yonas ben Uziel's response to Shammai. Amar lei Shammai, imata. Interesting. Why dafka Yonas ben Uziel? He didn't have a wife and kids, and I don't know if there's any connection between that. But either way, that was the gadol at the time. Amar lei Shammai, imata yachol lahotzi es ma'ase macharti u'ma'ase dashti. If you could take out, if you could undo the first transactions that I did, so selling it or makdashin, then also, if I had no right to do the first two, then you could take out and take back what I did in the last ones. Imlav, but if you can't, meaning if you agree that I had rights to sell it, I had rights to be makdashin, then that's it. It's done. Right? That's the, you know, if I'm a bialim, I'm a bialim. Omar, hitiach alai ben uziel. Okay, you win. You win, I have nothing else to say. You're right. It's very upsetting to me, but I guess it's yours, and I guess that's what he gave it to you with full Gemira's Das. He didn't give it to you very temporarily, and therefore, you're able to do it. Ask the Gemara, what were they thinking in the first place? Meikara Maisavar, what did Shammai think originally? Why did he think that it wasn't a good transaction and he didn't have any rights to it? Mishum Maisa de Beis Choron. Because Shammai thought it's comparable to the case of Beis Choron, right? Comes up in two places. Comes up right here, and back in the Dharma Daf Memches. Says the Mishnah, Ditznan, Maisa Bebeis Choron. Pe'echad Shaya Aviv Muder, Himenu Hana. There was someone whose father was Muder Hana from him, meaning a father was ushered to get benefit from the son. The problem is the son was now marrying off his own son, and he wanted his father to be able to come to the wedding. But how can he come to the wedding? I'll pay for the wedding, and then when he comes, he's going to get benefit. So how does that work? So Ve'emasi Beno, V'amal L'chaveiro. So he says, the son says to his friend, Hare Chatzer Usu'uda, Nusun L'chave Matana. This whole wedding, the whole wedding party, it's yours. It's yours. Ve'enon L'fanecha Ela Kedeshe Yavo Abba V'yocha Mimenu B'su'uda. And he says explicitly, I'm giving it to you because I want my father to be able to come to the wedding. So he limits the matana. He gives it, but he says it's with a big tnai, a big condition. And therefore, does that, the Gemara now is going to explain, does that limit and undermine what he is even trying to do? Amalo, the friend says, I don't want to get into trouble here. And he says, Im shalihin, if you're really giving it to me, harehin mukdashan l'shamayim. You know, I'm giving it to Hektish. Mukdashan l'shamayim. I'm giving away. I don't want to. I'm not your pawn. I'm not your tool. And therefore, I'm makdashit. Oh my lo, says the son. Now, what did you just do? Lo nasati l'chashali shektatishim l'shamayim. I didn't give this to you to be makdashit. What are you doing? You just ruined what I was trying to do. I can't even use this for my wedding now. Oh my lo, lo nasati l'yeshalcha elashatei atavi avicha ochlin v'shosin umratzin zelazeh. You're using me. You're using me. You're giving it to me so that everybody can enjoy. Then that means it's not really if I'm limited in what I'm allowed to do with it, so then it's basically not mine. And I'm just involved in an avera, which I don't want to be involved in. V'yavon tali barosho. And the sin is going to be upon me. So I don't want any part of it. So if it's really mine, I am giving it away. Why? Amru Chachamim. Because the Chachamim say, Kamatana She'ena, any gift that is not really a gift, She'im Hikdisha Mukdeshes, that the receiver does not have the power to be Makdeshit, or to sell it, or to do anything else with it, Eina Matana. And therefore, that's the story. So Shammai felt that this case was the exact same thing. Even though it wasn't explicated, Shammai felt that just like in the case of Beis Choron, it undermined the whole thing and it was not a matana, so too in the case of the son, the problem is, Rabbi Ozeel said, that's not true. There was a difference between the two, between that case where it was explicated and this case. There's an interesting machlokas, if you remember, back from Meseches Nedarim, the Rambam writes, the Rambam in Hilchas Nedarim, Hafla, the Rambam writes that if A makes a neder that B is ushered to get benefit, and then B gets benefit, who gets Malkus? Who gets the Aveira? So the simple understanding, the Ran discusses this in Nedarim Adav Tesvav, the case there is, remember those cases where the husband says, you're not allowed to get benefit from me before Pesach if you go to your father's house sometime before Sukkot. So the Mishnah says you can't get benefit before Pesach because she might go before Sukkot. And what happens if it actually happens? Who gets Malkus? So the Pasha says the person who got benefit gets Malkus. That's the simple understanding. Let's see, in that case, the husband assers when the woman gets benefit, so she is going to get Malkus. That's the simple understanding. That's what the Ran quotes in the Nedarim on Daf Tesvav. But he says, if you look in the Rambam, it's something very surprising. Which Rambam? The Rambam in Hilchos Nedarim, Perak Yud, Halacha Yud Beis. The Rambam quotes that Gemara and quotes that he gets Malkus in that case. The one who created the neder, says the Rambam, Mishahidur is Ishto b'mar cheshvan. V'yamar lash ein atlen esli mikan v'ada Pesach. In telchil beis avich mi'ayom v'ada Sukkis, you can't get benefit from me until Pesach if you go to your father's house somewhere before Sukkis. Hare zu asura lehenoslo miyad. So she, the Isser is on her, that's true, right? She can't get benefit. Gzeira shematelech, because she might go and get benefit. V'im halcha lefnei ha-Pesach, and if she did go before Pesach, and she got benefit and did go, hare hu mahana osa lefnei ha-Pesach, hare zu loke. He gets Malkus. Says the Radvaz, Das Rabbeinu, Shehi Eina Loke, Klal, Kivan Shalo Nadra. She didn't make this neder. Avalhu Loke, Kivan Shehu Nadra, Vave Mahane Osa, Bidin Sheyilke. Amazing. Aval achirim, Rashba, Ritva, Rosh, Ran, Pirshu, Dehi Chayeves Malkus, Kivat Shenehenis. Machlokas Rishonim, who is getting the Malkus in these cases where the source of the Neder and the source of the creation of the reality is not the same one that violated. So here, it relates a little bit to our case here, where the one who is the receiver of the gift said, I don't want to get involved in this. You know, I'm going to be involved, Avon Tali B. I'm going to get the Avon, I'm going to get the sins. That works like Rov Rishonim. Rov Rishonim, somebody who's involved in the Hano itself, even though he didn't make the Neder, but Rov Rishonim assume against that Rambam that it's the one that violates, the one that's the Ne'esar, that's going to get the Avera. Good. The big discussion here in the Rishonim, starting with Tosfos already, is this Gemara says that if I give you a Matana and I limit it in some way, I'm only giving this to you in order that my father can come to the wedding, it's not a good Matana. But one second, in 3 days from now, Kuflamid Zayin, and many know this from the first parak of Kiddushin, there's a principle called Matana Manas Lahachzir. Matana Manas Lahachzir, Shma Matana. What do we do on the first day Sukkos? Right, we give a Matana to our friend in order to, we give the Dalan Minim in order for them to be Yotzei their mitzvah of Ulakachtem Lachem Bayom HaRishon. It's theirs, it's fully theirs, it's Lachem, which is a high standard, and then they give it back to me. Matana amanas lahachzir shma matana. The Gemara says that in 3 days from now, kuf lamed zayin amabez. Right? So he asked the Rishonim, what's the difference between kuf lamed zayin amabez and kuf lamed dalet amanalef? That's the kasha of Bali Tosfos. That's the kasha of the Ramban. That's the kasha of all the Rishonim. So Tosfos here gives two answers. Tosfos here, first answer. Amazing. The Im Tomer asked the Tosfos. Tamala come on, bepirkin. What do you do with kuf lamed zayin? Halacha esrog b'matana amanas tachzireuli hachzireu yatsa. Ava bishalohaya yachal atisho. You couldn't be makdashit, right? Kivan, da amar li, midi da chazile kamar. I need to have it back. The Yeshlomar Tos is his first answer. Da hasam yachal lahakdisho, kozbachu biyado. Shalo yehenu achere mimenu. Tos comes up with a principle called hektish luzman. You can be makdashit for a week. You there, here, you can't be makdashit at all. Here he put a limit on the gift and said it's yours only to make sure that my father can come to the wedding. That's not a gift at all. He has no power over it. He can do nothing with it. There, he can do whatever he wants with it for a week. It's limited, but within that week, he can do whatever he wants with it. Right? The Maharam Abi Rundberg says, and you'd get me'ila if somebody benefits during that week. It's real hektish. It's real hektish. It's not just a way of making it usher. It's real hektish. Shelo yeno achem imenu. Aval hacha lo hayach lachdisho klal. But here is nothing. Right? He wasn't able to be makdashit either. There's even a machlokas achronim. According to Tosfos, would there have to be pidyon done at the end of the week? Or is it automatic? Would it have to be podeit, give money to the Beis HaMikdash? Or is it so inherently temporary that it is automatically would go even without pidyon? That's a question. So what we would call a kinyan lezman. Lixos talks about this in one place, that he's very excited about this idea to have a full Matana Mas Lahachzir is a full Kenyan. It's like a Kenyan Aguf, but only Lisman. And that's not so common. Usually you say if it's limited and temporary, maybe it would only be called a Kenyan Peros, not a Kenyan Aguf. But Lixos says, no, you could have the possibility, maybe that's what Tosfos is referring to here. You could have a Kenyan Haguf Lisman. That is all one answer. The Re has a different focus. The Re near it has another answer. He says again, similarly, not focused on there you can be Makdish versus here you can't be Makdish, but there you can do whatever you want with it, and here you can't. Uluri near it, Lotalia Matana Behektish. Dafilo in the Yokala Haktish Avi Matana. It doesn't mean Hektish specifically. Baki Pirusha, this is what our Gemara means. Koma Tana She'ena. Klomar. Shegrua Kazos. Shelo Nitzana Ela Amanasha Yochalaviv. Here, forget the usage, but we know you gave it just to get out of a problem. Just to get out of a problem. You can't sell it. Forget being makdashit. So here, you really didn't give the person any power to do anything. You didn't really do a kinyan here. So that's why it's a problem. Here, it's not a true matana. Over there, it's a true matana. It's a similar idea, but that's Tosfos' second idea. The Ramban has a different focus. The Ramban here says, again, it's a different formulation. There, it's a matana with a tnai. A matana with a external condition, borrowing the Gemara from Maseches Ksubis, tnai milsa achrisihi. It's a tnai. Here it's pure ha'arama. The Ramban formulates it. Lefisha eina ela la ha'arama ba'alma kigon ma'isa de beis choron. Disu'udaso muchachas alav de'ena matana. V'lo gamar v'hikna lo klum. V'lo dami la matana manas la hachzir. Shemekdisha ina mukudesha s'favi matana. Over there also. Not like Tosfos, you can be makdashit l'zman. I never heard of that, says the Ramban. No, you can't be makdashit there. But it's still a full matana in the interim. Because there's a tnai that it's going to come back to me in a week or in a month, so that's why you can't be makdashit. But that's an external hindrance. That's not an internal weakening of the transaction. That's an important Ramban, different formulation than Bali Atosfos. That's the Rishonim here. Putting together the two Gemaras here, Kuf Lamed Dalet versus Kuf Lamed Zayin. Good. Tana Rabbanan. Now we get to the agadic part of our day, maybe of our week. Right? There aren't too many. We had a couple of days ago. We had about Rachel and Leah and the tznius of Rachel. Okay, we have no Slavchad, but now we have a couple of lines. Once Yonas Ben Uziel came up, the Gemara can't stop itself from talking about Yonas Ben Uziel, the Gemara that comes up here, and Imesech HaSukkah. Tana Rabbanan. Shmonim Talmidim Ha'ilol Hillel HaZaken. Ha'ilol HaZaken had 80 students. Shloshim Mehem Ru'uyim Shetishra Aleim Shechina Kamosh Rabbeinu. 30 of them ro'ui to have Shechina upon them like Moshe Rabbeinu. They were unbelievable. Okay. 30 of them were roi to have the son. Stop. Right. Shemesh begivon dom like Yeshua ben Nun. Parenthetically, even though Chazal say that Moshe Rabbeinu also stopped the son, right, based on a gzeira shava, achel achel. Gemara and Tainus tells us that okay, but still, right, Moshe Rabbeinu was tishra leim shechina. Right, that's unique. But 30 of them like the son, like Yeshua. Esrim beinonim. The 20 Beinonis, do the Beinonis mean the middle ones? Does it mean the lower ones? Unclear. Gadol Shebekulan, Yonos and Ben Uziel. Katan Shebekulan, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. Let's stop there for a moment. There's a lot to talk about even on these lines. First of all, the Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer asks, 30 of them, 30 of them, Rum Shetishol and Shechina Kamosh Rabbeinu? Isn't that one of the Animamins? Nobody can be like Moshe Rabbeinu? Right, so what do you mean 30 of them are on the level of Moshe Rabbeinu? That's against one of the Yesodos HaEmunah. Lo kam navi od bi Yisrael kamoshe. Right, says the Pasuk. So two answers he gives. One answer, that's the most popular answer, and that is in Nevuah. In Nevuah, we believe nobody can be like Moshe Rabbeinu. In Chachma, in other Midos, maybe. Right, the Rambam describes in Hilchos, Melachim, I don't know if it's Hilchos Tshuva, maybe it's Hilchos Tshuva, have to look it up again, that the Melech HaMashiach is going to be a Chacham greater than Shlomo and a Navi close to Moshe. That's what the Rambam says. So he's going to be pretty great. So answer number one is maybe the Yisod HaEmunah is only about Nevuah, but not in other areas. And then he has another answer, which he does not like, but he quotes it. He quotes, "Dedavke be'adam echad lo shayach sheyielo es kol ma'alos of shel Moshe, avo b'shloshim talmidei Hillel al yedei tzirufam yachad hayuchashuvim kamoshe." What does it say here? The 30 of them ro'uyim shetishra shechina. That doesn't mean any one of them. Any of them was not like Moshe. But the 30 of them all together maybe were as great as Moshe or enough to roi shetishra shechina. So the Chasam Sofer here quotes that and does not like it. Does not like it. He says, no. Even entire generations aren't like Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's why he says, the Pasuk says, Lo kam navi od bi Yisrael kemoshe. Shouldn't the Pasuk read, Velo kam bi Yisrael navi kemoshe? That would be smoother. There wasn't in Israel a navi like Moshe. Instead it says, it wasn't a navi like in Yisrael like Moshe. Puts Yisrael in the middle to emphasize that even if you have all Yisrael, there's not going to be anybody like Moshe. Interesting suggestion, though, given by the day quoted in the Chasam Sofer. Number one. Number two, what does it mean, Hashra'as HaShechina, Shetishra Aleim Shechina, Kemoshe Rabbeinu? We know there's Hashra'as HaShechina in the Mikdash. We know there's Hashra'as HaShechina in the Mishkan, by the Aron. But what does it mean, Hashra'as HaShechina? Here's the Rambam talks about that. The Rambam in Perek Zayin, in Hilchos Yesod HaTorah, he talks about what is Nevuah. Nevuah is a form of Hashra'as HaShechina, Tishra Aleim Shechina. The Rambam describes in Hilchos Yesod HaTorah, Perek Zayin, Halacha Aleph, right, another one of the Yesod HaEmunah. Not just that Moshe Rabbeinu is unique, but there is a concept called Nevuah. We believe in Nevuah, even though we haven't had Nevuah in thousands of years, but there is a concept called Nevuah. Says the man, God communicates with man. That is the Yesod. Mi Yesod Yadas Leida, Shehakel, Menabe, Es, Bnei Ha'adam. Ve'ein HaNevuah Chala Ella. But the Nevuah is only Chal on Chacham, Gadol, Bechachma, Gibor, Bemidosav. Below ye Yitzro Mizgaber Allah, Bidavar Ba'olam. His Yitzro never gets the better of him. Elohu Mizgaber Bidaitol, Yitzro Tamid. Baal Dea Rechava Nechonan Ma'od. Mimule Becholamidos. Shale Begufo. So this type of person who has perfected himself in all areas, Kishe Yikanes Lapardes. We'll have to keep that in mind, Hashem, for a few minutes from now. V'yimasheich ba'osan in yonos ka'gdolim arachokim v'tiel odas nechon alohavn alhasig yoradei arish ben vav hu miskadesh v'holech uporesh midarke klal ha'am ha'ochim b'machshachei hazman. He goes and is separated from the am, and he does not hang out with everybody all the time. He's connected to God always. So then, that type of person, miyad, shruach hakodesh shore alav. Ruach hakodesh could be shore, could rest upon him. Ubeecha tanuach alav aruach, titarev nafsho b'ma'alas ha-malachim. Hanikrim ishim, v'yehafech le'ishacher. Become a different person. V'yavin b'dayto she'eno k'mo sh'aya, ela sh'nis ale al-mayla shar b'nei adam, ha-chachamim, k'mo sh'nemar b'sha'ul. Like it says by Shaul, v'snabisa imam, v'nefachta le'ish acher. That's by happened by Shaul HaMelech. The Chulu of the Rambam continues the different levels of Nevi'im. And then the Rambam says, goes through the differences, obviously, between Moshe Rabbeinu and other Nevi'im. But then the Rambam quotes, Eilu she'im avakshim le'hisnabe, he'man ikram b'nei ha-Nevi'im. V'af al-pi she'mechav n'daitam, Efshar shetishra aleim shchina, ve'efshar shelo tishra. Ultimately, at the end of the day, it's still up to Hashem. Still up to Hashem, even if we perfect ourselves, and even if we get to that state, and there's kind of a natural ending that one can reach nevuah, it's still up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu whether there is ultimate hashra'as hashchina on the Navi. And that's what the Gemara here says. There were 30 that were ra'ui to have hashra'as hashchina on them. The Rambam also discusses this in Shmona Prakim in his Akdama to Pirkei Avos in the 7th parak. He talks about the different levels of Nevuah and the different levels of perfection. The Rambam writes there, Harbe, it's great for anybody who's never gone through the Shmona Prakim. You know, it's their Yesodos stick. It's a lot of what he talks about in other areas also, a lot of Hilchos Deos, a lot of Hilchos Yesodia Torah, and but that's, it's in, it's an important read through. Says the Rambam, Harbe Yimatzim ben Midrashos v'Agados v'yesh ben b'Gemara. There is much found in the Midrashim, in the Agad, in the Gemara, she yesh ben anaviim, misha yir Hashem yisbarach me'acharei mechitzos rabos. There are those that saw Hashem on the other side of many mechitzos. The Rambam describes, imagine seeing somebody, but there are 10 walls between you and the other person. But they're kind of, they're not full walls, they're kind of blurry, but it's very hard to see on the other side. Some have 10 walls, some have 6 walls, some have 3 walls. Lefi kirvasam alashem yisbarach, depending on how close. Ulefi ma'alasam b'nevua. Ad sha'amru, Moshe Rabbeinu, 1 wall. That's it. You couldn't have not have that wall. You couldn't see Hashem directly. Right? Lo yirani ha'adam v'chai. But every Navi, to put it into our terms, sees Hashem, aspaklarya she'ena me'ira, Moshe Rabbeinu was aspaklarya me'ira, that meant there was only 1 wall. Right? There was 1 thin layer. Moshe Rabbeinu, alav ha'shalom, actually it was probably not so thin from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's point of view, but from everybody else's point of view. Ra Hashem Yisparach, ma'acharei mechitza achas behira, klomar mazhira, v'yamra mistakleo ba'aspaklarya ha'me'ira v'aspaklarya, shem ha'mara ha'na'aseh miguf ha'mazhir, kishoham uzechuchis. And he says, what does that mean? And now he goes through all the midos. The more we perfect ourselves, the more we're imperfect, I should say it this way, the more walls there are. The more walls there are. And that's what the Navi says. Avonoseichem ayam avdilim benichem uvein elokeichem. The sins separate between you and your God. Right? The sins create the walls. And the less sins, the less imperfections there are. So then the less walls there are, and that was Moshe Rabbeinu that reached the ultimate level regarding that. Hashruas Hashchina. So, back to the Gemara. So, 80 students, 30 of them were on the highest level, like Moshe Rabbeinu. 30 of them were Ra'ui to have the son like Yeshua Ben-Nun. 20 of them, the greatest was Yonasan Ben Uziel. The Katan Shebekulan was Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. Okay, now let's talk about Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai for a moment. If you look in the Hilchos, there is a discussion in Hilchos Mamrim. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Mamrim, we discussed this in the past in Perek Beis, that a later Bezdin is allowed to argue on an earlier Bezdin. Now we know that the Rambam writes that Bezdin shegazru gzeira, I'm sorry, starting with the first halacha, v'yamad acharein Bezdin acher, a Bezdin darshan is using one of the yugamol midos, and a later Bezdin thinks differently based on the midos, how he says, so serve it done, kvima sheni yirba einav, a later Bezdin could argue on an earlier Bezdin. And then the Rambam goes through, as we've seen this Kesa Vishnah before, you know, so why don't the Amoraim argue on the Tanaim? Is it that they couldn't or that they wouldn't? That's a big topic that we have discussed. But in Halacha Beis, the Rambam describes Gzeros and Takanos. Bezin Shekazu, Gzero is Kino Takana. When it comes to a Gzero or Takana, not a Din learned out with the Yud Gimel Midos, but a Gzero or Takana, and it was this Pashid B'chol Yisrael, and a later Bezdin wants to be Mevatalit, Eino Yachal Achi Yagadam and Abrishonim B'chachmo V'minyin. When it comes to the Midos Shatar and Reshes Behen, you don't need Gadol Mimena B'chachmo V'minyan. But when it comes to a later a Takana or a Gzera, you have that. Ask the Kesef Mishnah from various brises in Shas whether this is true or not. Right? There was a halacha about Meiser Sheni. About Meiser Sheni around Yerushalayim, the Takana was that you weren't allowed to redeem it. We wanted to make sure there were a lot of fruit in Yerushalayim, so if you lived a certain radius outside of Yerushalayim, you had to bring the actual fruit up to Yerushalayim. You couldn't redeem it for money. That was the Takana of Zman HaMikdash. So the Gemara discusses in Beitza that, what about after Zman HaMikdash, when the reason doesn't apply anymore? So can we get rid of this Takana? So the Gemara says, well, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai got Amar Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, and he got rid of it. Okay, that's what the Brisa quoted in Beitza Daf Hey. Ask the Kesef Mishnah, but he was the Katan Shebekulan, our Gemara says. So the Rambam says, by a Takana and Gzeira, you need to be God of the Man of Bechachmo V'minyan. So how could our Gemara says Katan Shebekulan? Says the Kesef Mishnah, the Im Tomar, Shmonish Tamidim, Katan Shebekulan, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, Dilma, Katan Shebekulan, Lo Bechachmas HaTorah Ka'amar, Ela Beshar Chachmosu, Sheikdole Mimenu. Regarding other Chachmas, as we're going to have a whole list of things that he was a Bucky in a minute, Be'ezus Hashem. So maybe in Torah, no, we're not talking about in Torah he was less. Uba Osam Chachmos, Efshe Sheikdole Mimenu, Avalo Bechachmas HaTorah. Viraila Davar Shedizman Nasi, Virash Yeshiva, Makam Hillel. After all, who became the leader? Who became the God Adar? He did. Rabbi Zakkai became the God Adar. V'imaya katan shebetalmidim, and if he was the smallest, hei chayim amanim oso, v'lo hayim amanim lechem yagdolim. Elavade b'chachmas ha-Torah, gadol kimosam. V'yefshar gadol mehem haya. Maybe he was even greater. And don't ask me, sometimes you find later generations greater than earlier generations. And he goes through and gives examples of that too. That's a Gaza Mishnah. Just on that last point is a thought that we mentioned in the past from Rav Gifter, that just because he became the Gadol Adar doesn't mean that he was the greater Talmid Chacham. Right, that's what the Kesef Mishnah says. Rav Gittler's points out, Katan Shebekulan. No, what does it take to be the Gadol Adar? Not Dafka that you know the most Torah. You have to know a ton of Torah, obviously. You have to be in the major leagues. But to be the greatest Gadol Adar, explains Rav Gifter, you have to be the greatest transmitter of Torah. Not that you know the most Torah. Because if I know a ton of Torah, but I can't transmit it, and I don't have the either ability or the patience to give it over to Klal Yisrael, so then I'm not going to be. I'm not going to be the one that makes the difference in Jewish history. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai was the one that made the takanas. He knew what the Am needed. He was the one that was able to transmit the Torah. So even if he might have been Katan Shebekulan in Torah per se, he might have been Gadol Shebekulan in terms of transmitting the Torah. That's Rav Gifter. Okay, either way, a couple of discussions about the first 30 and the next 20. We continue now. Last skinny line. Amar Alav Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. And now let's talk about this Katan Shebekulan for a moment, says the Gemara. Shelo Hiniach, Mikra, Mishnah, Gemara, Halachos, Halachos B'Sinai, Agados, Dikduke Torah, Vidikduke Sofrim. All of these are discussed, what exactly they are. The Rashbam says, "Dikdugei Sofer from the Dinim Derabanan, Kalin v'Chamurin Gzeir Shavos." Interesting, out of all the drushas Chazal, we quote the two extremes, Kal v'Chomer and Gzeir Shava. The Rashbam says, Gzeir Shava. For example, he could quote 100 of them. For example, Kicha Kicha Mistei Efron. That's the one he picks as the example. Tkufos, Gematrios. What are Gematrios? So the Rashbam here says it means Rashi Tevos. Elsewhere, Rashi in Sukkah says it means what we call Gematria, numbers. Umishlos, Kofsim, Umishalos, Shualim, the mushals of the launderers or the foxes. Does it mean that it was used by the launderers, or just certain secrets of the Torah were said in mashal, so because they were difficult and secretive? Sichas Shedim, Sichas Dekalim, Sichas Malachai Ashares, the Sicha of the demons, of the trees. What does that mean? So some say, the Rashbam says it means here, they knew, expert in trees and in botany, they knew every medicine that every tree would produce, that it would be good. The Ritva quotes, though, from an earlier Rav. The Ritva quotes from Rav Avraham Kavsi. He knew from the swaying of the trees what was going to be in the future. The Sicha, he said, Makir asidos b'ni'anua alei ilanos b'yom she'in ruach no'sheves v'yemachasoh ha'ilan b'sadinim v'chachma mifu'ara. Right, different pshatim of what Sichas dekalim are. Sichas malachai ashares. He knew the Sicha of the Malachim. Davar Gadol, Davar Katan. And he knew big things and small things. What are those? Davar Gadol, Maisa Merkava. Right? Yishayo and Yechezkel. Maisa Merkava. The metaphysical. The Davar Katan, Havayos, Dabai Varava. Davar Katan is Havayos, Dabai Varava. Lakai, Mashin Emar, all these things to explain. Lahan Chalova, Yesh, Votz, Vosem, Amalai. Like the last Mishnah says in Shas. To give to my beloved ones, Yesh, that's 310 worlds, Votz, Vosem, Amalai, I will fill up their Otsaros. Meaning, he had all of the Chachmas in him. It's a huge topic, just to touch on it. But to realize, Yosef Mimasheh, Korim Achshav, Kasav Khan. What exactly is Davar Katan? What is Davar Gadol? Why is Havayos Dabaya Varava called Davar Katan? Right? What does that mean? That's Davar Katan. That's small, just learning Shas all day. So there's a big discussion of that. It starts with the Rambam. It's the Rambam and the Ramon Yaradeya and the Shach and the Gra on Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam says in Ilchus Yesod HaTorah, at the end of Perek Dalet, right, the first four Prakim, as we know, are Yesodos HaEmunah of the Rambam and Malachim and Metaphysics. That's the physics and metaphysics. That's the first four prakim. He talks about the supernatural. He talks about the angels. And he talks all about the constellations of the sun and the moon and the stars. He talks about all of that in the first four prakim of Yesod HaTorah. At the end of that discussion, the Rambam says, V'inyane arba prakim elu. I don't think he does this anywhere else in in Mishnah Torah. Summarizing what he's discussed in the last four prakim. Maybe he does in other places. V'inyani arba prakim elu, shebachamish mitzvos ha'elu, heim shachachamim arishonim korinoson pardes. This is what the rabbis call the pardes. Kimo she'amru arba nechnusu l'pardes, like the Gemara and Chagiga, four went into the pardes. Va'afo pishe gdoli Yisrael hayu v'acham gdolim hayu, lo l'kulam hayu b'en koach leiteu l'hasik l'advarim al-buryan. This is what the Rambam calls pardes. That's question one, issue one. Is this Pardes? Okay, so the Rambam calls Pardes physics and metaphysics. But then the Rambam says, "Vani Omer, Je'ein Ra'ui Leitayel BaPardes El Alamishin Is Malik Kreso Lechem Ubasar." Don't go into the orchard until you're full with bread and wine. That's the Rambam. I'm sorry, bread and meat. V'lechem Ubasar. What's bread and meat? Leida. That's what we would call Nigle. What we would call Halacha Shas and Poskim. That's bread and meat. And bread and meat, according to the Rambam. Leida bir ha'asr v'amutar v'chayotzim en mishara mitzvahs. V'yafo bi shedvarim elu davar katan karu osam chachamim. And even though the Gemara in Sukkah and Baba Basra calls this davar katan, afal pikein ru'uyin hein lahakdimon shein miyashvin daito shel adam tchila. Even though it's called katan, it doesn't really mean katan in quality. Or, you do it first, the Rambam says. I should have taken that back. Maybe according to the Rambam, it is quality. Va'od, but then the Rambam says, this Davar Katan is what's going to get you Olam Haba. Va'od, Shehein HaTova HaGdola Sheishpia HaKadosh Baruch Hu Li'isha Va'olam, Kedei Linchol Chai Olam Haba. V'yefsho Sheyedem HaKol, Katan, Gadol V'Katan Ish V'isha Ba'al Levracha Ba'al Levkatzar. Then the Rambam adds off at the end, and everybody has the ability to know all this. Really. The Rambam is very confident in all of our abilities. But that's the Rambam. The big discussion is the Rama. The Rama quotes a line in Hilchas Talmud Torah, and the question is, how does the Rama fit in with the Rambam? The Vilna Gaon assumes that the Rama is arguing, and the Rav Asher Weiss has a shiur about this, where he says he does not think they're arguing, but just to read the Rama. The Rama says in Reish Mem Vav in Hilchas Talmud Torah in Sif Dalet. The Rama says, and then we'll have to continue. The Rama says, let's just read his line. After quoting that about Talmud Bavli, you can read Talmud Bavli because that has everything in it. And then the Rama says, "Yesh omen the Talmud Bavli shubal b'mikra mishav b'gemara adam yosi dechavaso b'shvil hakol ve'ein lo adam lilmod ki emikra mishnah gemara v'haposkim anem shachim achareihem ubaze yikneha olam hazev olam haba." So far, so good. Should focus on nigla. Avol lo belimud shar chachmos, but don't learn other chachmos. What does he mean by that? Let's read the next line for a second. Umikom makom mutter lilmod ba'akra yishar chachmos. But once in a while you can learn other chachmos. Ubilvach lo yusifrei minim, as long as they don't have apikarsis in it. Vizeu nikru chachamim tiyoba pardes. And this is what pardes means. Shar chachmos. Is this what the Rambam says? The Rambam said pardes is everything he spoke about in the first four prakim of Yisodiyat Torah. The Rama here says, what does shar chachmos mean? Sounds like it means philosophy. That's what you would get from, that's a simple understanding of the Rama. Ve'ein la'adam l'tai ba'pardes, rak la'achar shimi le'kreso basar v'yayin. V'huleida iser v'heter v'dinei mitzvahs. And he quotes that from the Rambam. Even the Rambam said lechem u'basar. It says basar v'yayin. So the Grah here has a famous line in the world of Bi'ur HaGras. The Grah says here, just the one line, I'll read it. The Rama says, the Bi'ur HaGras says, let me just find the line. Vein la adam humi divrei harambam umefarisho zeu dal shenichos of the pardes v'lakach nenshu shukulam rachim b'shanim v'chulu v'neshe sefri minim aval says the Gra, now talking about the Rama, lo ra'u es pardes lo hu v'lo harambam. The Rama and the Rambam missed the pardes. V'loshen harav einu mesukan shem zeu pardes heich amar aval lo ein lo chakibul schar yosem izeh. Right, he doesn't think the Rama is like the Rambam either. Because the Rambam says pardes is the goal, and it's physics and metaphysics and supernatural. The Rambam seems to say pardes is philosophy. So he thinks the Rambam is arguing on the Rambam, but they don't. They both miss the point. But that's a discussion, not for now. Last line. V'chimei acher, dekata shebekulon, back in the Gemara, Cain. Goda shebekulon, alachas kama v'kama. And if this is what Rabbi Yochanan Mezakai knows, all of this whole list, then obviously, Rabbi Yonasan ben Uziel, imagine what he knew. Imagine what he knew. Amar alav al Yonasan ben Uziel. Shebishah she yoshev osik batorah, kalof shepareich alav nisraf. Whenever he sat and learned Torah, any bird above him burned. Why? What did it burn from? So it's not, the Rishonim here don't really talk about it. But if you look in Sukkah, what did they burn from? Rashi, Tosfos Rabbeinu Chananel. Right? Rashi says, they burned from the malachim that came to hear his Torah. The malachim are made of fire. Right, remember Moshe Rabbeinu? I'm scared of them. They're going to burn me. Rashi, right there. Chaf chesam and aleph. Shehayu malach ha'esharis miskabsin svivav l'shmo divri Torah mipiv. Whoa. Says the Rabbeinu Chananel there, v'ziv hashchina hayab moshavo. Whatever that means. Tosfos there says, shahadvarim smechem kinesinasan b'sinai. It was like Har Sinai all over again, and there was fire at Har Sinai. So you have Rashi, Tosfos, and Rabbeinu Chananel there in Sukkah. One final point, the Ritva. The Ritva here and there. The Ritva here quotes the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi there in Sukkah. Im Talmud Kain Harav Kama, if the student had the Yonatan ben Uziel had fire burn the birds above him, what about Hillel? What about the Rebbe? The Amru Talmud B'toch Dalet Amos. V'harav Chutz L'Dalet Amos. Hillel, even outside of Dalet Amos. Right, that's what the Yerushalmi says. But I once heard one of the Rebbes, I forgot which one, said, no. The greatest Hillel didn't burn up the birds. He was on such a level that the fire didn't have any elements of the fire of destruction. And therefore the birds weren't even burned up. And that's why it's only about Yonatan ben Uziel. Hillel wasn't even on a higher level. Amazing. Okay, Vayter, we continue. Again, we could spend many hours on these lines, but we have to get back to Baba Basra. Says the Mishnah. Ha'omer, now we're getting into some Ne'emanis issues. Ha'omer, I apologize for spending a lot more time on Aman Aleph today, but hope everybody understands. Ha'omer Zebini Ne'eman, Ze'achi Eino Ne'eman. If somebody says, this is my son, he's believed to say, this is my son. And we'll have to see what the Nafkamina is. Ha'omer Ze'achi Eino Ne'eman. If he says, this is my brother, For what purposes? We'll see, for Yibum purposes, Eino Ne'eman. V'yitol imobach, and for Yerusha purposes. V'yitol imobach elko. If there are five brothers, and one of them says, oh, this is our long-lost brother, number six, then when the father dies, he, that one who identifies, he has to give some of his Yerusha to the new brother. Nobody else does, because nobody else has to believe him. But he has to give some of his, because he admitted. Hodas baldin. Mace, if that brother dies, yachzu nechasim limkoman. So then, obviously, if that brother dies, then only the brother that gave him some gets his portion back. Naflu nechasim imakom acher, but if the suffik brother dies, Yerusha Echavimo, then everybody gets a portion. We'll have to see why that is in the coming days. Gemara. Zebani nam on lamai hilchasa. Lamai nafkamina. What is the Gemara talking about? Which halacha that a person is believed to say, this is my son? So remember, we had a similar Gemara earlier about Yakir, specifically about Bechar. Let's see what this is talking about. Lamai hilchasa. Amar Rav Yehuda mar Shmuel Yarsho. Number one, for Yerusha. He wants his son to get the Yerusha. Viliftar es ishto min ayibum. And he doesn't want his wife to have to go through the Yibam and Chalitza process. So he says, I have a son. So if I have a son, there's not going to be any issues of Yibam. Ask the Gemara, I know all that already. Liyarsho Pshita. For Yerusha Pshita, it's obvious. We know that a person has the ability to say that. Why? Because, as the Rashbam explains here, Migu, that he could give it to this son as a gift. He could give it to his son right now as a gift, so he could say that he's going to go after he dies. And the Rashbam, and now this is a machlokas between the Rashbam and the Rashba, what about property that he doesn't have yet? Nechasim haboim la'achar mikan, so that, says the Rashbam, he is not believed about. Even though he's believed about chelik b'chora, that's a special din of Yakir. But regarding property that he did not get yet, he cannot identify this son as his yorish. The Rashba argues. Rashba says it has nothing to do with the Migu here. We don't have time to go into it, but the Rashbam and Rashba argue here exactly what does this line mean, Liyarsho Pshita? How limited is it? But either way, we'll go with the Rashbam shot. What do you mean? He has a Migu. So, Liftar Azisham and Ayim and Israchale, you're right. The first line is not the Chiddush, the second line is. To Pater his wife from Yibum, that is why we believe him, that's the Ben. So, Anami Tanino, we also learn that. Right, we also learn that in Maseches Kiddushin. Misham Rabishas Bisaso. Yesh Libanim. If somebody says at the moment that he dies, the Rishonim discuss, what's the Chiddush of that? The moment that he dies, he says, Yesh Libanim Neman. He's believed. Yesh Liachim Eino Neman. He's not believed. So therefore you see already that a person is believed to get his wife out of the Yibum case. Right, Yesh Libanim is believed. Answer, Hasam Delo Muchsak Lan Ba'ach. Over there, we don't know that he has a brother. So there's no Yibam right now. So he says he has a son, so there's still no Yibam. The Chiddush here is, even if he's Muchsak to have a brother, and therefore his wife is earmarked to go to Yibam, he's believed to say, I have a son, and therefore to get rid of the Chazakah of Yibam. There's no Edom. There are no Edom, but there's a Chazakah. We assume that there's going to be a situation of Yibam. He's believed to say, I have a son, and therefore no Yibam. Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Why? Now, why is that true? Mipnei ma, Amru Zebani Neman. Why is he believed to say Neman in effort to get his wife out of the Yibam situation? Ho, Lubal Shomer. Give Rashi Zishti Neman. Because he's believed to say he divorced his wife and he could get out of Yibam that way. So he could get out of Yibam this way too. Even though Tosfos and the Rishonim point out it's worse because if he says divorce, then his wife can't marry a Kohen. So that's worse than saying I have a son. So it's making it worse. And Migu, you don't always say when things are worse, but it still works. It still works. Tosfos says it still works. The Ramban's Lashon is, he doesn't care so much. So she'll marry a Yisrael. She won't marry a Kohen. It's not the worst thing in the world. It's not on his radar right now. The Shilti Giborim here, though, quotes against other Rishonim, she only is allowed to marry a Kohen. Yisrael, I'm sorry. Amazing. Lamaisa. Halacha Lamaisa says the Shulti Giborim right here. If he says, I have a son, we believe him. But we only believe him enough that she doesn't have to do Yibam, but she could only marry Yisrael. Because it's all based on the power of the Migu of Gerushin. And the other Rishonim say, no. Once there's a Migu that he could have done that, still, she can marry anybody else. He didn't actually say Gerashti. He said, Yesh Libanim. So those two deos at root seem to go at the issue of how you understand the Migu. Right? Do you only give the power of what you could have said, or no? Either way, so that Rav Yosef reported this in the name of Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Why is he believed to say, this is my son? Because he could say, I divorced my wife. Amar Rav Yosef, Mari Davram, wait a minute. Tali Tanya B'Tilo Tanya. I just said something that was opposite. And he says, right, as Rashbam explains, he was sick. So sometimes he says things he didn't remember. I just was tole of a Feirish Mishnah on a Brisa, on a Memra. It should be the opposite. So Eli Idmar Hachi Idmar. So Rav Yosef corrects himself. Amar Rav Yudah Mashmuel. Mipnei ma amru ze b'ni Neman hoel ubiyado lagarsha. Because he could divorce her right away now, so therefore he could also say, and get her out of Yibim in that way, so therefore he's also believed to say, this is my son. Amar of Yosef, Hashad, the Amrit, the Amrin, and Hoel, and since we say Hoel, Baal Shamar, Girashi, Azishni, Neman, Hoel, the other Lagarsha. So too, if he says I divorced her, he's believed, because he could divorce her right now, fine. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, if somebody says, I divorced my wife, he is not believed. Why? The Rashbam says, because there's always a kol when there's a gerushin, and here there's no kol, it's a migu b'makamedim. And therefore, it doesn't work. Menapech Rav Sheshes b'yad, Rav Sheshes kind of like waved his hand and said, oi, ozala hold Rav Yosef. I guess that hold doesn't work, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Says the Gemara, Eini, does Rabbi Yochanan really reject this and say we wouldn't believe him? Rabbi Yochanan says he would be believed. Lokasha, Kalama Freya, Kalama Haba. If he says I divorced my wife, we would not believe him that he divorced his wife for the past. Lama Freya. But we would believe him from Mikan al Haba. From today on, we would believe him because he could divorce his wife from today. But we just wouldn't believe him in the interim going backwards. Again, this relates to the fact that the Gemara's exubit in Gittin, remember a person wants to be mechapa basachoso, we wouldn't believe if somebody's a woman's mezana. We're not going to believe the husband that he divorced his wife a month ago because that would ruin the whole judicial system in terms of Gili Arias. So either way, there's a difference between Mekana Lahaba and Lama Freya. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Ba'yivoy Elohu. And Hashem will get into Palgina Dibura and other issues coming up. Again, Yish Nochlin is jam-packed, a lot of Shas topics. We do what we can.